And we are back. You are listening to Davin's Den. On the break, you were listening to one of Joe's bands, Rotgut. That was the song Jimmy Hat.
Ah.
I put my Jimmy Hat on during the break just because I was inspired.
Ah, yes. Yes, Joe, every one of Joe's artistic endeavors always inspire people.
Yes, they do.
Joe's an inspiration to us all. So, before we went to break, we were talking about Joe's love of puppies.
Yes.
And fissures.
Yes.
Yes.
And thinspiration.
Yes.
Thinspiration.
Pro-heroin over anorexia.
Yes.
Perhaps the most important.
The demise of Davin's mitt, beloved mitt.
Yes.
That's true, too, although people listening on replay won't do it because the demise of Davin's ability to hit record.
Oops.
Yeah, that really annoys me because I looked at it. What are you going to do?
Should have a talk with you.
I'm going to have to fire. You know what? I'll put somebody else in charge of this. That'll be much better. Who's volunteering for that? Should we do some Who's Bitter on Twitter?
Yes, we should.
All right. Let me just crank up the old volume on niche. Here we go.
Hush, little baby, don't say a word. No one's gonna play.
Who's better on Twitter? 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 Who's better on Twitter?
I'm scared of you, Joe.
Well, you should be. Perhaps Joe's most honest song intro.
And I'm listening. You know, it's funny because we haven't done it in a while. I'm listening to the thing, and I'm like, what the hell is I thinking?
That was great.
Okay.
You had a little alarmed look on your face while you were listening
to
that.
But the funny thing with Davin is, like, I'll do a production piece, and I'll go, man, this rules. And he goes, you need to change this. You need to change that. You know, and then I'll do a production piece. I'm like, well, this is the best I can get it. Boy, the phone's going to ring. He's going to be sore as hell. I go, oh, I love it. It's great. Rules.
I think that one's great.
All right, cool. All right, no, you the balls. You know, fine with
now,
me.
Now Pip's thinking of home. Yeah. You do that voice.
Yes, I am. I am.
All right. So, of course, we haven't played Who's Bitter on Twitter. This is a game that takes advantage of Twitter. I find some celebrities, and I will name the celebrities in a second, and you have to guess what celebrity had this tweet or if it was a tweet I made up.
Okay.
The celebrity can be used more than once. Each celebrity is used once.
We have to write this down, don't we?
Yes. You want to keep score?
Yeah.
All right. While you're looking for that, we'll tell you that this batch of celebrities. We got Conan O'Brien.
Okay.
Bill Maher. Dennis Miller. Jack Black. Joan Rivers. And the non-celebrity me. So if you want to play along at home, these are the people whose tweet it could be. It could be Joan Rivers.
Let you borrow my pencil, me. It's holding up the mics.
Me. Jack Black. Dennis Miller. Bill Maher. Conan O'Brien. You guys ready to find out who is bitter on Twitter?
1 second, because you went pretty fast.
No, I've said it several times.
Oh, I know, but I can't write that fast. Jay Moore.
No, not Jay Moore.
Who is
How about you listen?
I'm trying, but I'm trying to write them down. Joan Rivers, Jack Black.
All right, yeah.
So it's
Dennis Miller.
Yes.
Conan.
Yes.
Oh, you.
Hold on. Let me.
And Bill Maher.
I still got to write.
You don't have to write. She's keeping score.
Oh, isn't she an angel?
Do you know who's on? You need to
write down the characters. Well, we didn't let you down because you said we'd be assholes sooner or later.
On schedule.
Thank you.
Joan Rivers.
All right, so Joan Rivers.
Jack Black.
Right, Jack Black.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller. Okay.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher.
Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien.
And
me.
That guy.
Stupid. Okay.
We'll see who's stupid. And if you guys want to play in the chat room, if you feel the urge, Pip will keep score of that too.
Yes.
There's no prizes, so it doesn't matter. But,
doing it for fun.
Yeah. If you want to play along. You guys ready?
Ready.
Yeah.
Ready?
Yeah.
Miley Cyrus's house was robbed recently. Her security is just one more thing about her that is too loose.
Ooh.
Pip will go first on this one.
Dennis Miller.
Dennis Miller for Pip Healy.
I go with Dennis Miller as well.
You both go with Dennis
yes.
Miller.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll give them a couple seconds to weigh in. Are they playing in there? I mean,
I don't know yet. All we'll right. see.
Well, I'm not
we'll
waiting
all day
for them. I can't.
Nice.
Yeah, I know.
Pip had issues with other people in the chat room.
Who's bitter in the studio?
Well, look what I'm saddled with. You both guessed Dennis Miller?
Yeah, yes. So did Chiru.
Chiru guessed Dennis Miller?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
All right, Chiru's in the game. It was not Dennis Miller.
It wasn't.
It was Joan Rivers.
Oh, yeah,
so
I can see that.
Everybody gets a goose egg.
Oh, poop.
Okay. Zippo. Zero.
Yeah, Lisa thought Conan O'Brien. Yeah,
So Lisa's playing, too. She also gets a zippo.
Yeah.
All right. So Chiru and Lisa are tied with Joe and Pip. Next one. You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Hold on a second. I just want to say, Tom, what? You're not playing? What? It's not gay enough for you?
Yeah.
Come on.
Funny. Funny.
There you
funny.
Go.
There's a girl. There's a girl.
Segment
right
two.
Right on.
Segment two. Pip said something
right
funny.
On.
If you had segment two, first 7 minutes of segment two, you win a cookie.
Ooh, I like cookies.
Well, that should be the next game we play. When will Pip say something funny?
Sponsored by Keebler.
Even I can play because I don't know.
We could go weeks, but it'll be... By the time we give a cookie for every time, like, it could be like within, like...
They show starving people in Ethiopia. My God, what's happened to them? They're waiting for Pip to say something for the damn cookies.
What, can we just have some rice? No, she's not funny yet. Nope. Milk? Nope.
You ready for the next one?
Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I like Kim Kardashian more than World Cup soccer. There's a lot more scoring with Kim, and in both cases, we see a highlight video. Joe, you go first on this one.
I say it's Davin.
Why do you say it's me, Joe? Does that have my certain repartee?
Yes.
All right. Pip, what do you say?
I'm reading Tom. He says, really stupid?
Suck it up, Buttercup. She got you good. Take you just got fisted by Helix.
That's quite something.
That's going to leave a fissure. So Joe's on the board for me.
Okay.
Joe thinks that's my sense of humor.
All right. So
we're waiting for Pip to weigh in here.
Yeah, I'm...
Weigh in, something that makes Joe nervous.
Oh, man, I hear the scale, man.
Now, I'm thinking Conan.
You're thinking Conan?
Yeah.
What makes you think Conan?
It just sounds kind of like his sense of humor.
Okay.
Yeah, I mean... It could be you, but I'm thinking Conan.
No, no. If it was me and Conan had a sense of humor, I'd have a show, too.
Well, you know what? Let's see. Mandy Mayhem is weighing in with Conan.
Hey, Mandy.
Hi, Mandy Mayhem.
Cheru is saying Miller, and Lisa's saying Conan.
Lisa is saying Conan.
Yeah.
Well, one person got it correct.
Oh.
What, somebody else guessing?
No, it must have been Joe.
It was Joe.
Yeah.
Joe, you called it nice.
Joe's on the board with one.
And Tom's playing, too. And he said, Mayor. Well,
he's like, fine, I'll play a heterosexual game.
I know, he's like mad at me.
I'll remove my lips from that cock and play some bitter on Twitter. Thanks, sweetie.
Come on, Tom, that was funny. Yeah. Okay, so he got Mayor, but that's not it. Sorry.
Joe. All right, so here we go. Next one. Ready?
Mm. Yep.
So Joe's winning. Joe's pitching a shutout. Here we go. World Cup soccer in Brazil. Come for the action. Stay because you've been murdered.
Oh.
Pip goes with this one.
Oh. Come for the action. Stay because you've been murdered. That's you.
That's me.
I think that's you.
That's me. Joe, is that me?
No, I go with Conan O'Brien.
Joe goes with Conan. Me and Conan are interchangeable with the crew here. Joe goes with Conan O'Brien.
Maybe you could be on TBS.
I certainly can't be anyplace else.
Okay. Oh, Mandy says that definitely sounds like Jack.
Mandy thinks that's Jack Black. First Jack Black guest of the evening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, very good. Right.
All right.
Let me just see. I have to put something out of the way. Tom thinks that's Conan.
Tom thinks that's Conan.
Yeah. And,
Now, keep in mind, sure Tom excels Miller. In games of homosexuality. So I know usually the den pen likes to see how Tom leads them. But this doesn't involve homosexuality, so we don't know if his powers and skills translate.
He's hitting some kryptonite.
Heterosexuality is Trucker Tom's kryptonite.
And Lisa says, no clue. So
that's not a guess.
Everybody's weighed in with what they're... willing to weigh in with.
All right. That was Conan O'Brien.
Ah,
oh,
baby.
Look at that.
Look at Joe Felix appearing.
Yeah, baby.
Joe and Tom. Point for
right
each.
Right on.
So Joe has two. Tom has one so far. Nicely done.
All right. You guys ready?
Yep.
Can't wait to see what country Putin invades after the World Cup ends.
Miller.
Miller.
Miller, Miller.
Miller.
Miller squared for the kids.
Yeah. Miller.
Miller squared. Now we wait.
Tom says, ha! Suck it, Helix!
Things a heterosexual would say.
For the win!
I'll have Helix to suck it for 400, Alex.
Oh, wow. So far, Miller across the board.
Miller across the board.
We have not yet heard from Lisa or Sharu.
Get your asses in gear, ladies.
Wait. Sharu says Miller.
Sharu says Miller.
And Lisa says Miller. Across the board, Miller, everybody.
Across the board, Miller.
Yes. Or as Mandy said, holy mutual agreement.
You're all a bunch of losers.
What?
Really?
That was me.
Oh, snap.
See, that's what makes it tough. I write like them.
Yeah, you do.
if it were
the fame.
They beat me to it. I'm working with you guys. He worked with the Saturday Night Live crew. I got used.
What are you saying? What are you saying? We're your handicap?
I'm not saying you're a help. All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
All right. You also want to keep track of who's been used. Because remember, you can be used more than once, but everybody has to be used as far as the celebrities.
Right.
Oh, okay. So far we've had Miller and O'Brien and Devin.
Well, no, Miller has not been used yet.
Oh, that's right.
You've had Joan Rivers.
Joan Rivers.
You've had me. You had
Devin
and
Conan
O'Brien.
Okay.
All right, you guys ready?
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I don't watch soccer. If I wanted to watch somebody struggle to score for 90 minutes, I would take my friends out to the bar. Do I have to explain a tweet to you?
No, but...
I was like, it's on.
No,
character.
I was just confused because I've seen that all over Facebook, but it wasn't attributed to anyone, so I didn't think it was original.
What we're trying to figure out is the cadence and stuff on that every comic has. I'm going with Bill Maher.
Going with Bill Maher.
Yeah.
Let's see. That's funny because Sharu said the same thing.
Sharu said Bill Maher.
Yeah.
All right.
Let's see. And Tom says Jack Black.
Tom says Jack Black.
And what? Mandy says, I posted that as a pic, but it wasn't quoted to someone. She posted.
Oh, the bitter irony, Mandy. Oh, shading. So it's like we're doing it to fuck with your head. We're causing people emotional distress
over
this stupid game.
Yes, we are.
Excellent.
Excellent. Lisa says Miller. Mandy says Miller, and I'm the only one that didn't weigh in.
Yeah, how about you weigh in, stupid?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it. Well, I wouldn't think that Bill Maher would say something that had already been on the interwebs.
Well, he could have been his, and they all took it.
It could have been.
You don't know.
Just to be arbitrary, I'm going to say Miller.
Just to be arbitrary, so everybody guess?
Yes.
Yes.
Jack Black.
No.
Wow.
Trucker Tom.
Wow. Trucker Tom.
I believe he pulls into a tie.
Yes.
Wow.
What are the scores?
Okay, so it's Tom 2 and Joe 2. Oh,
is anybody else on the board? I think Mandy's on the board with one,
nope.
Right?
Nope.
No? Nobody else has anything?
No.
Wow. All right, look at this. Are you guys ready?
Yes.
All right, Pip, you're going to guess first on this one. You know, more like slacking, waiting for everybody else to weigh in.
Well, because I'm doing stuff here.
You can still guess and then do stuff.
Busy.
Okay.
You're not that busy. A foreign friend of mine asked me, what is the difference between Memorial Day and Veterans Day? This is the one where we eat hot dogs and get drunk on a boat.
Bill Maher.
Bill Maher. Joseph?
I'm going to go with you.
You're going to go with me?
Yes.
Thank you, Joe. Glad to be going with you, too.
Yeah. A lovely couple.
Sure we did. Now Trucker Tom's excited.
I'm feeling good about this because now Tom says more.
Okay. But this isn't a male orgasm. He's not the expert on this.
So does Mandy. So does Sharu.
Really?
Yeah.
Everybody says Bill Maher?
Yeah. Wait.
Remember the last time?
Joe said you.
Okay. Oh, Joe said me.
Lisa says question mark. So everybody's weighed in.
Question mark's not on there.
Take a guess, Lisa.
There's six choices. Christ.
Take a guess.
She's like D.
Well, I could decide what that is.
Yeah, sure. Shall we go on?
We're just waiting 2 seconds for her to take a guess. She has not. Okay. Oh. Now you say the answer.
That was Bill Maher, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh!
So Trucker has, now Trucker Tom, I believe, has the lead.
He has three. Sharu has one now, let's see. I have one. And Mandy has one. So lots of winners on that.
Number, we got six more to go.
Wow, okay.
You guys ready?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Still in the game, everybody.
All right, Joe will go first on this one. If I ever start my own dog training business, I would call it Sit Happens.
Conan.
Pip?
Joan Rivers.
And now we wait.
For
the children of the corn.
Tom says, stop copying my answers, people. Come on, everybody. Weigh in.
Yes. If Tom's going to be an expert at anything in life, it should be our stupid games.
Tom says...
Well played, Trucker Tom. Well played. Tom just needs to run out the clock here. He's got the lead.
And Mandy says, no.
Still anybody's
right,
game, though.
Everybody's weighed in.
All okay. Right. Who do we got?
So we have Mandy says Dennis Miller.
All right.
Lisa says Dennis Miller. Sharu followed me and says Joan. Trucker Tom says Conan. And Joe said, what did Joe
Conan,
say?
Conan.
Joe said Conan?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Sorry.
No problem.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. You're all wrong.
Oh, really? Who said that?
That was Jack Black.
No!
I thought that was very cute.
Wow. Yeah, I like that.
I don't know how original it was, but it was very cute.
That is cute.
You guys ready for another one?
What? Isn't that supposed to be bitter on Twitter?
Well, I mean, you know, whatever. No, it's tweets.
Now
whatever.
We're playing cute on Twitter. Yeah. Oh, no, there's going to be
well, now you're
puppy
all little,
left alone.
You're all bitter because you all got it wrong. You see? Somebody's
That's
always
it.
Bitter on Twitter.
I'm bitter.
You ready?
Yes. Mm.
Doesn't Mark Rubio realize if seas keep rising, less ground to stand in Florida, G. Zimmerman will have to kill black kids with a harpoon?
Oh, my God.
Is that the proper bitterness you were hoping for?
Yeah, that's bitter.
Back to what brought us to the dance.
I say that's you.
You said that's me. That is filled with hate. That must be Rosenblatt. Joe?
Dennis Miller.
Joe goes Dennis Miller.
Okay.
We weigh in. We wait for everybody
then
else.
We're waiting. Okay, so Mandy Mayhem thinks it's Joan Rivers. Sharu thinks Miller. I'm lost.
Said the truth, sister.
Mandy also says Joan. Oh, no. Mandy said Joan. Lisa says Joan. And Trucker Tom says Moore.
Is everybody in?
Yeah, let me just say. Yeah, everybody weighed in.
That was Bill Maher.
Oh, it was. Darn. Okay. So the only one who got that was Tom.
Well, see, I can understand. Tom can correct me if I'm wrong, but I think his logic was, well, that's kind of political.
Yeah.
So then you're going Miller
right.
or Maher.
Right.
Yes.
And it's lefty, so you go Miller. You go Maher on that one.
Right.
I didn't know how that left the way. I was just the long-winded punch. The long punch is very Dennis Miller, which
yeah, but I like my favorite part of that is we'll have to kill black kids with a harpoon.
But see, because of that, I thought it was you.
Kill black kids.
Wow.
How else are you going to keep your plantation going? I let them grow.
You're so bad.
All right, you guys ready?
Yeah.
Saru wants to know who gave Tom the answers. That's not right, Saru.
I mean, listen, Tom could be cheating, but he's only cheating
how
himself.
How can he cheat? There's a truck in the Midwest. How the hell is he going to cheat?
He could be pulled over. He could have his lot lizard actually earn her keep. You guys ready?
Yeah.
You got four more of these. One, two, yes, four more. Or keep the name Redskins and merely change the logo to a photo of Boehner.
Oh, that's nice.
So who is it, Pip? Since you're such a fan.
Maher.
Bill Maher. Joe?
I'm going to go with Conan.
You're going to go with Conan.
Okay. Okay, kids. Weigh in.
While they weigh in, what's the score? Joe, why don't you look over and see what the score is?
Okay, there's... Tom has 4. Joe has 2. Sharu, myself, and Mandy each have 1.
This is a good batch of bitter on Twitter, fooling a lot of people.
Yeah, yeah.
Anthony was very good at this when we played with him.
Oh, yeah.
That time.
Yeah, he was. So, Lisa says Miller. Sharu says Conan. Oh, no, I'm sorry. Trucker Tom says Miller. Mandy Mayhem says Miller. So we're waiting for Lisa and Sheru.
Yeah, why not, ladies? What the hell? Powder your nose while you're at it.
Come on.
Christ's sake.
Typity type.
Typical women. Typical women. We just want to finish. It doesn't matter.
Take your time. Take your time.
Just hold still and let me do this.
Okay, so Sheru says Conan. Lisa?
I'm just going to give the answer because she's on delay.
Okay. Oh, she says I answered. Wait a minute. Did you?
Well, don't argue with her. Get the answer, stupid.
I don't see it.
Oh, Christ almighty. Every time we have these nitwits participate, we should just, we should just have one person call in.
Lisa says Miller. Okay.
Lisa says Miller. The answer is Dennis Miller.
Oh, okay. All right. So now we have Lisa on the board.
That's her first?
Yeah. Oh,
glad we waited for that.
Says Lisa.
I know Tom got that one.
Mandy. Tom. And now we got screwed up. So, okay.
For fuck's sake, woman.
So, that's it. Yeah, so that's it. Nice.
Can we go on?
Yeah, sorry.
Tom has found his form, by the way.
Mm. I know.
Tom's
awesome. Oh, yeah.
All right. You guys ready?
Oh, I'm sorry. Lisa says she has two, and somebody had said that earlier. I must have screwed up someplace.
This is so complicated for your widow brain.
My tracking system got a little screwed up.
How about this hair dye and just fucking focus? How about that? You started this show smart. Your hair's gotten redder and your stupidity's increased. You used to be the one we went to for, education, intelligence.
Not today.
Nope, that ship sailed.
That's gone.
Now we got to go to a damn trucker in the Midwest somewhere. We're all doomed.
Help me, Tom.
Help me, Tom. I'm your only hope. Are you ready?
Yeah.
Of course Native Americans are upset with the Redskins. Who would want to be associated with Washington, D.C.? Joe?
That would... Ooh, boy.
That would be ooh, boy.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with you.
You're going to go with me. Okay, Joe.
I agree.
You agree. Just wait for Tom to answer, and then you can all...
Tom says, my awesomeness has flustered Pip. That'll teach you to call me gay.
No. Still gay.
I didn't know. I didn't call Tom gay. I said he had a great interest in all things gay on our show.
Yeah.
Yeah. He just excels at the gay games. Yeah. I didn't say you were gay.
Yeah. Like if gay could rub off, you'd be rubbed.
No, I didn't say that. Oh, get me in trouble,
Tom,
again.
Are you rubbing gay again?
Oh, no. All right. So let's see. Sheru says Miller. Lisa says Conan. And Tom says Rivers. And Mandy says Rivers. So everybody's weighed in.
Well, across the board on that. Did not have any Jack Black on that one.
And it was Jack Black?
No, it was me.
Ah! So Joe and I get a point. Yeah.
Because I think I saw the tweet.
I never tweeted it.
It has you written all over it.
It does.
Because it's funny. Apparently not, though.
It's not get crazy.
No, well, listen, they attributed it to Joan Rivers, and they attributed it to much more successful comics.
Well, let me tell you, so this is the name we had. The fucking Lassie was on here. We'd pick Lassie.
Does it say anything about Timmy going to the well?
No.
I blame the Republicans. They dug that hole. They were looking for oil, and now look what happened to Timmy.
Now, see, you know why I went with you? Because it was political, but it didn't lean left or right. It just was like neutral. So like they all suck.
Yeah, but no, I thought the Boehner thing was kind of the same way because he's known for having like orange skin.
I know, but
and that was Miller.
Yeah
but no.
Okay. Here, Rosenblatt thinks they all suck, so it must be him. There's no differentiation in the hate. Two more. Joe is pulled close. I think Joe can tie now. Mm. I think Joe can tie Trucker Tom. What are you confused about now? Christ, she looked talking like Lassie. She actually turned her head like a stupid
like
collie.
Like the Victrola, the dog.
Yeah. He did.
His master's voice.
It isn't supposed to take this long.
I'm sorry. Sheru said, Pip, are you bookmarking us? What does that mean?
I don't know. I think it's a sexual thing.
Oh, then I definitely am.
All right, let's go.
All right, go ahead.
You ready? Two more.
Yes.
The Miss USA pageant is the farm system for television weather girls.
I'm going to say Jack Black.
You're going to go Jack Black. Joe, who are you going with?
I'm going with Joan Rivers.
You're going with Joan Rivers.
Okay.
and now we'll wait 10 minutes.
You know what? They can't help. They're on a delay.
Yeah, but there's a radio delay, and then
it takes time to give them a break. It takes time to type. I mean, we're just speaking.
Some of us are.
Ooh.
Is Mr. Healy here? You want him to know?
I'm back with you. Yeah.
I shouldn't have recorded any of this show.
That was your first mistake pressing on.
I actually did it properly for a change.
The best of the week, the show that didn't get recorded. 20 minutes of silence. Oh, I don't hear anything. Trust me, you're better off.
Fans say it was the best show ever. Yeah. I really like what we're doing.
Big fan. Put that in best of.
Sure, okay, we'll try.
Everybody's weighed in.
All right, what do we got here?
We have Joe and Lisa and Tom all said Joan Rivers.
Right, all right.
Then Mandy and I said Jack Black. And Lisa, I'm sorry, Cheru went rogue with Dennis Miller.
Went rogue.
Yes.
You all losers.
Oh,
really?
No. Who was it?
That was me.
Ah, nothing.
But I like the fact that I get, you know, these are some major titans of comedy here. No, You think we tweet along the same levels. Yet my real tweets that I send, not funny at all.
No.
No retweets. I am amazed that my Twitter account, though paltry and pathetic, is growing, and I do nothing to encourage this. I appreciate it. I do, and I wish more would follow in any way possible. But
in any way possible?
Sure, yes. Last one. You guys ready?
Yes.
The judges now ask Miss USA pageant entrance questions that the press are loath to ask the president.
Oh, nice. Okay.
That was a thinker.
Yeah, it was for me. I'm going to say Conan O'Brien.
Conan O'Brien. Joe?
I'm going with Bill Maher. Okay.
Joe's going with Bill Maher.
All right. Drew says Miller. I notice you guess Miller a lot, Cheru.
She's either a big fan or has no idea about the guy's work.
Lisa says Miller. And Tom says Miller.
Well, now it's official. Tom says Miller.
Mm-hmm. And so Mandy says Maher.
Mandy says Maher. To go with Joe. Joe said
so
Maher.
We're all done.
All right. That was Dennis Miller.
Oh, look at you guys. Okay, so that's one.
Miller and Maher are a nice contrast.
But yeah. The funny thing is you look at their cadence. And Maher seems to have more of a cutting cadence than Miller's punchlines are a lot more strung out than Maher's.
Yeah, and the word loathe was in there.
Right, very Maher.
Yeah. No, very Miller.
Really?
Yeah. Well, I can see it either way. It's an SAT word, though.
Yeah.
All right, give us the final score.
Okay, so it was Cheru and me and Mandy with 2 and Lisa and Joe with 3 and Tom killing us all with 6.
Trucker Tom. Trucker Tom. All those hours on the road really gives Tom an insight into everything that means nothing.
Right. Yeah. Well, don't worry, Tom. You didn't win shit this time, so no pride.
Trucker Tom really has quite a lot of skills that will lead to nowhere good. Well played, Trucker Tom. Well played.
Very good.
Yes,
very good, Tom.
Very good.
Very good, Tom. Right on.
Nice.
Still gay, though.
Anyway.
All right, let's do this story here. So there's this teacher in Michigan,
yeah.
Very highly regarded teacher, teaching eighth graders, right before they get into high school. He's teaching about Jim Crow laws,
right.
Which was about segregation and racism in our country,
right.
Back in the day. So he puts on a video about blackface, what actors used to do, started in the 1800s and went to the 20th century as well. In order to portray African Americans, they would put on black makeup so they could be black.
It's called a minstrel show.
Right.
Yeah, all kinds of entertainment, dancing and singing, whatnot.
The teacher was teaching about racism.
Mm-hmm.
A vice principal strolls by,
mm-hmm.
deems this lesson racist, and makes the teacher shut off the video.
Right.
And this teacher is beloved. He's retiring in a couple weeks.
Right.
30 years, beloved teacher, has been suspended. He couldn't even go to an award ceremony.
Where he was the honoree for retiring.
Yeah. All right. So, is teaching about actors using blackface akin to teaching about slavery and the fight of civil rights? I mean,
what it does teach is wrong. It's the same thing where they can't use nigger. They were going to take the word nigger out of Huckleberry Finn.
But we won't take it out of our show, will we, Joe?
Why don't you tell us again?
I'm tired of tiptoeing around words. The word is nigger, and it was used...
Oh, my God.
And this is why we can't be anyplace nice.
No, and here's
this is why we don't have nice things.
Out of hand. They were going to take the word nigger out of...
Four.
But... I'm using it in the phrase.
Yeah, you.
The book Tom Sawyer.
Yes.
Not guess who cut me off on the way here.
I think you just kind of did, though.
No, because he didn't. But anyway.
What a nice change.
No, it was the damn gooks, right, Joe?
No, but...
Oh, dear God. it feels warm in here, doesn't it, to
no,
you guys?
No,
chime in. This is your area of expertise.
Don't be scared of the word.
Be scared of the people.
Right.
But lock your doors. That's what Joe's saying.
Stop. Oh,
what I'm saying is this.
Be scared of the people.
The word... Everybody is tiptoeing around that word, okay?
Right.
N-word. The word is nigger, okay? And used in the context of Tom Sawyer, what they wanted to take the word out, okay? But
yeah.
The word needs to stay in there because what Mark Twain was writing about was the injustice of slavery.
Mm-hmm.
And people need to see the injustice of slavery and that word in that context, because if you don't see what's wrong, you won't see what's right.
You know what? That is so aptly put, Joe.
Yeah.
It really is, because that's
never thought a word with that many times using the N-word was going to have aptly in it. But sure, why not?
If you see the word is wrong, you know it's wrong, and you realize that's really not right. And when you read the book, it has an impression on you, and you'll realize in a social, you know, in our society, there's no place for that word.
I've
get cut off in traffic. But besides that,
Tom, by the way, says five.
I've actually done speaking engagements, though, where I talk about the sensitivities.
Yes.
And everything that people change. And I've talked about the blackface and all. And the old Jews really enjoyed that portion of it when I put, like, some old, like, blackface video up there and everything.
Really? In what way do they enjoy it?
They laughed. I don't know. Maybe laughing, how could they do this? Or, those were the good old days. I don't know.
Or, like, how embarrassing. How?
No, I don't think it was that.
No?
I mean, I don't know. They love the presentation. I mean, that was just a portion. Listen, the guy's a teacher. He's not saying we should go back to this.
No.
It's like if you teach about slavery. It's a part of our history.
Slavery? Yes, short sleeves are better in the summer.
I heard it,
Anyway.
That's nice of Joe to go back to 2012.
Oh, God.
Just for a minute. No.
Just for
mouse.
A minute.
Now
Joe will call me a hack, and I'll call him an MC, and we'll move on.
No.
Oh.
But, this is ridiculous. I think the vice principal's completely out of hand. He draws more attention to himself.
Yes. It was a stupid thing. Now, let me give you an example of where blackface is correct and where we're getting in this, this society where you can't do something like that. In the context of this this class, he's showing once again, almost in the Mark Twain situation, where this was wrong.
Yes.
You can't, you know, this was wrong. This was very racist. And we've grown into a society where we can't do this.
Mm-hmm.
Now, getting up.
Unless, of course, you're putting together a Rotgut CD
now,
cover.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up. That was my next point. Now, when we did the show, when we did our last show back in May, we had up on Facebook the first the CD that we did when we're all in blackface.
Mm-hmm.
And we're in a society right now that Anthony was saying, he goes, you know what? He goes, look, don't push the poster, but don't push the CD because...
Now is Anthony saying that because he's gotten more sensitive or he doesn't want to catch shit?
probably because he doesn't want to catch shit.
Yeah.
Well, then he really hasn't learned how douchey that was.
But you realize how these society...
Would you do that now? If you forget about how society would react, would you feel good about doing that now, being part of something like that? If you could get away with it, nobody would know. Would you say, hey, I don't think we should do this? Or would you say,
I
fine.
Would say we really shouldn't do this because in a way, it wasn't right. We did it live at an Apollo. It was a joke. Now, you got to remember, when that CD was done, it was the time of Dice Clay, when it was all, you know, jokes about the gays, and the, you know, where it was more acceptable. We're in a society where it's, you know, not. As the context of the CD, we did it as a pun live at the Apollo. Mm-hmm. But it was a different time. It was.
Well, if it's a pun, Joe, then it's fine.
But in this society,
would you, forgetting about society, you keep on saying society. I want to know if you would, if society's not going to say one thing or the other, would you feel good about doing that now, or would you say, would you raise your hand and go, you know what, I don't want to be part of this?
It was live at the Apollo, and I wouldn't have a problem with it.
Oh,
it was,
okay.
It was just live at the Apollo, and that was the mindset of the band, because a lot of the stuff was based on a lot of, like, NWA. I listened to the CD now, and I knew it was very we were very influenced by them, and it was just a lot of that gangster stuff fun. So that's one of the reasons why we did that.
I don't think your pun, and this is my opinion, I don't think your pun is a strong enough reason to do it. You're not making a statement in anything. You're just making light of it. I don't think it's a good reason to do it. I mean, I wouldn't boycott the CD. I've just played the CD.
Yeah.
And everything. I mean, but just for me, well, we were kind of doing a goof. It's not really that funny.
It was when we did it.
But I asked you now if you would do it, and you still said you would.
Probably, yeah.
All right.
Just to the context of the music and the context, due to the context of the music and due to the context of what was going, you know, what our mindset was that
all
way
right,
with
now.
Funk and rap. Now let me bring up another song, another thing. Blind Faith, the Blind Faith album. One of the Blind
I don't
Faith
even know who that
album. Blind Faith was a band with Eric Clapton,
Eric Clapton, Ginger Baker, Steve Winwood, and Rick Gretsch.
She had a topless adolescent girl on the cover.
She wasn't even adolescent.
I guess you saw that album at the compound.
Yeah. No, I have that at home.
Yes.
You know?
Well, it's got Winwood. We understand.
Yeah.
Now on that, you couldn't do shit. Like, I'm surprised they did it. Then.
You're looking on the Van Halen album 1984, like a baby smoking a cigarette.
Which they did catch heat from back then.
I don't remember. I was in the fourth grade.
I understand.
Yeah, but she was also, she's standing there topless, but she's also holding what some people thought was a rather phallic-looking metal representation of a plane. So people were like, oh, my God!
Well, we've
seen
pictures of where planes can end up.
Yeah, now we have.
Now, also, another thing where we're getting sensitive about stuff, the Race Odyssey, now that the band's back together, we're going to be working on the new album, the Race Odyssey logo has a girl holding a gun.
Okay? Love that logo.
I know. Now, Johnny wants that. We're going to pretty much keep the same logo, because the logo is very good, and the girl is cool, but John wants to figure out how we can get something away from not having the girl hold a gun.
A dildo.
Well, I'll take that, Johnny, if you're listening. Jot that down, sir. But,
hey,
you know,
maybe you take that airplane from Blind Faith and stick it on her hand.
Yeah. So, you know, it's...
It's easy now. Make it a microphone. Make it a microphone.
Yeah.
Or maybe have her hold a guitar. We'll figure something out.
But I think he's right. I think from a business standpoint, he's right. Why divide people?
Yeah. He is.
Some people say any attention is good attention. I mean, you might get attention, but negative attention for that.
Well,
but
it's not like the NRA is going to stream into a Race Odyssey show because of the logo.
No, absolutely not. But no, I don't mean they would be pro. But no, the anti-gun people would be making the fuss.
But yeah, the thing about it, as one of the members of the band, you know, as an artist, so to speak, as a member of the band, I'm like, what's the big deal? Who cares? It's just a girl. But however, when it's time to start peddling some tunes, that'd be a problem.
Yeah,
that'd be a problem. So I'm with Johnny on that.
I kind of think that if we're not going to show history and talk about history, you know, as the old adage goes, we're kind of dooming ourselves to repeat the history.
Yeah,
absolutely. But the other thing is, you see on all the social media how not recently, but fairly recently, there was a whole outcry about, you know, on Halloween or other days where people get dressed up, college kids dressing up in blackface, not realizing that there was anything offensive about it or not caring. They had not been taught this lesson that this goes back to a very sensitive and very dark, pardon the pun, time in our history, you know, where slavery was done, and then people found that it was not only slavery, but making fun of them after the fact.
What happens if they're going to say, like, hey, I'm giving tribute to, say, Bill Cosby or something?
You don't, don't.
You know, I'm going as Cosby, I got the 80s sweater on, I got a microphone.
Could you wear
the blackface then?
No, because basically, you know, Bill Cosby is...
Then how can I dress up as the Cos? I guess I got to have pudding pops.
One of those terrible sweaters and pudding, and then you're done.
Terrible sweaters and pudding.
Yeah. Yes, and you're done.
The shittiest Christmas ever.
But no, you can't do blackface. Look at what happened to what was it, Ted Danson?
I cover that in my speech.
Damn! Oh, ripped.
Yeah, but here's the thing. That was closed. It was in a comedy context, and his girlfriend at the time, Whoopi Goldberg, was cool with it.
And so, yeah, she said it's okay. Yeah. Well,
and it was comedy.
Well, it's okay because I have a black friend, and she says it's okay. No,
it's his girlfriend, and he was roasting her.
He was roasting
her in particular.
I know.
You know,
I know.
That's fine in my
opinion. But the thing about, you know, it's all context. Now, in my act, I do a joke about the using words in context. And when I go, first is the word retard. Now, in some shows I do, you just hear, oh.
Yeah.
And what I'll do is something like that would throw up. But the whole point of the joke, and I'm like, I'm glad you said that. I am so glad this room is silenced right now.
Yeah.
Because of the word. Because
I'm comfortable.
Shut up. Are we going back to the old days?
Oh, sorry. You get a 7 up.
Got to take a. It's cool if we take a little dip.
Yeah.
So in that.
Classic douchebagger.
Right.
Yes.
So the room. Sometimes the room will be silent. And I'm like, I'm glad this room is silent. Because with people with special needs kids get upset about that. And they're right. And there should be silence. However, if you're 35 living in your parents' basement going to Comic-Con dressed as Frodo, you're a retard. So it's the whole context of how you use the word. If you're going to use the, and we'll say the N-word now because now we're sensitive.
I don't care. You can say whatever you want.
No, because now that I made my point, now I'm going to go back to that.
Now that you said it enough for the month.
I didn't say the month. You were stopping me. I had to progress with it.
Five.
How did you stop
you? Well, anyway.
Five.
So anyway. Five.
Oh,
I missed the facts and figures. But
did you just say that word again?
I said facts and figures.
Oh, okay. That's not what I heard.
That's what I said.
I heard facts and something else that sounds
like figures. You press record. Hopefully you press record and we can hear it back. But
oh, wow.
On loop.
Johnny Ray's checking in the chat.
Oh,
hey, Johnny.
He must. It's like what's the guy? Beetlejuice.
Yeah.
You say Ray's Odyssey three times, Johnny Ray
right,
shows
now, John,
up.
Rock and roll.
John, what we're talking about.
We're not going to go back and talk about it.
I'm just
going to
touch it just really lightly.
Of course you are.
Touch it.
John, what we're touching about is... Christ, shut up.
And this is why we can't have topless 14-year-old adolescents around.
That's right.
Joe just starts touching on everything.
We were talking about sensitivity, and I was talking about how we're redoing the logo so the woman doesn't hold the gun. And that, as an artist in the band, I'm not thrilled about it. But as that we got to start moving CDs and T-shirts, the gun really shouldn't be there. So just the way we're changing.
I'm still
going
to wear the gun shirt. I like the gun
shirt.
Oh, the
gun shirt rules. Yeah, I love the gun shirt.
The gun shirt went to Iraq.
Yes, yes.
Tom says, just in time. Jeff said you smell bad and can't read good.
You know it's authentic because the grammar's bad. Can't read good.
Can't read good.
That's how you know it's Joe. That's how you know what happened.
Very authentically done, Tom. Nice.
Stupid post on Facebook. He's like the two cats, Beavis and the other cat there.
Yeah.
He goes, Beavis is teaching debauchery. The art of debauchery.
Oh, yeah.
And I hope Beavis teaches you the art of spelling.
I read that.
Yeah, but you want to know something? I'm drunk off my wheels.
And it's still spelled the same way as when you give me a blog in the middle of your workday. Don't blame booze for that.
I'm drunk. I've got to do the barbecuing. I see the little kitty cats
Patrice
playing.
Patrice died.
Well, that's true. That's good. You got whoever's manning it could be Jess during the party. I think Jess is doing the cooking during the party. No, we have it. It's catered.
Should we do some Redskins?
Yes.
Not right. So we'll do this Redskins story. It's been in the news, and it's kind of interesting. And then we'll take our break. We got a lot of stuff with this, though.
Roger, what does this mean for the Redskins?
Well, what it means is that, at least for now, and as you indicated, there's no question that the Redskins will appeal the loss of their name or their trademark protected name. But what it means is that they're certainly in jeopardy of having that name not be protected. What a trademark really is, it says, you own something, and you have property rights in it, and no one else can do it. And up until today, the name Washington Redskins was owned by that team. What this means is that it's no longer protected, and that, assuming the decision stays the way it is, anybody would be able to use that name.
Roger, how crippling could this be financially for Daniel Snyder and the Redskins?
Well, think of it this way. Think of all of the merchandise that you see in having the name Washington Redskins or Redskins that is, you know, the certain scrawl they have and a certain way of producing it. That's all been, for, up until today, been protected as a matter of their ownership. What that would mean is if the ruling stands, is that anybody could come along. It's sort of ironic in the sense that what the petitioners are trying to do is get them to stop using it, and in some ways they may be successful, but it means that anybody could come along and use the name and use the same way it's done or produced, and then that Snyder and the owners of the Redskins would have nothing to do about it. In other words, they no longer, as of today's decision, have the ability to say, I own this. No, they don't own it anymore.
All right, a couple of things here. We know that until there is an appeal ruling that the Redskins can continue to have exclusive rights to their own merchandise, but this case took 8 years for the U.S. Right. Patent Office to finally come to fruition. No doubt that it will be appealed by Daniel Snyder. How long might this appeal last?
Well, that's a tough question. The last one was overturned because of a technicality, and this kind of litigation is fraught with technicalities. This is stuff that is handled by statute, and when you're talking about protecting someone's property who went ahead and trademarked it a number of years ago, and now a court comes along and says it never, basically what their decision was, that trademark should have never been granted because it's disparaging to Native Americans. You can see you got problems in terms of appeals and litigation. So my answer to your question is, you know, it could take a significantly long period of time.
All right, lot to get to there. A lot of good stuff here because this has been all in the news. We're just going to give us a little background music while we discuss this initially. I thought it'd be appropriate. A little hail to the Redskins. This is the theme song. This is what they play at the games. Yeah, yeah.
Oh my God!
Well, the Eagles have one. Lots of teams do.
No, it's not that they have this pretty little song. It's that it was like da 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 da.
It's like it's old. It's like from the 60s. All right, real quick.
On the Warpath. Wow.
Real quick, Joe. Yes or no? This is a case of political correctness going too far. Yes or no?
Case of political correctness going too far.
You say yes.
Yes.
Pip?
Absolutely not.
I agree with Pip. All right, let's get into this.
All right.
I agree with Pip. So. I figured Joe would be the insensitive boob after saying the N-word on countless occasions.
Five.
Insensitive. How come the Redskins are under fire? How come the Braves get a pass?
I'll tell you what. We'll get into it. First of all, do you understand why natives would consider this offensive?
Because the term Redskin could seem offensive, but basically...
Well, no, because it was. It was a derogatory term.
But it was also on a group of people that were rugged, that were
But they
strong.
Don't look at it that way. Those are the people.
And how long has this team suddenly, this is a problem?
This has been going on for years. You just heard it in the piece. It's been going on for years.
Yeah.
What about the Fighting Irish? That with a drunk leprechaun.
He's not drunk. He's not drunk. There's no beer.
It's hold two kegs, you know.
All right, take the drunk out. Fighting Irish? That's
yeah, because
it's stereotype.
Because
the Irish, all of them, the Irish always fight.
No.
Yes.
It's not the fighting mix.
Yeah, that's it. It's not the fighting
difference.
Mix.
The mix is a derogatory term.
It's still giving a negative stereotype. It's giving a negative stereotype.
No, leprechaun.
But the Irish aren't complaining about it. The Irish love Notre Dame. There's the difference.
No. That's not the difference.
Well, it is a difference.
It is in the fact that they're not complaining about it, but the difference is there's a difference between somebody saying, you know, I mean, your teams, you're trying to come up with an intimidating name to, you know, against the other team. So the Fighting Irish, that shows them that they're you know, they're tough, they're ready to go. That's not saying the fighting mix. Redskin is not Irish.
It's a derogatory
Irish
term.
Is. Their you know,
their ethnicity,
their nationality.
It's not a slur.
We're getting too soft with this. When is this going to end? When is this going to end?
Where we
can't say anything about anything.
What right do you?
Yeah.
What right?
The right that I have is basically the right that the term it was never offended meant to offend the people.
How do you know the reason why?
Redskins were in the Western term. Basically, people of the land.
No, that's not what they did. No, we're going to kill some Redskins. It was derogatory.
It was
derogatory.
It was, yeah, it was a bad name for...
It's not the Dallas Pale Faces, because that would be derogatory by the Native Americans. It was Cowboys.
But they're pretty much running Washington.
Yeah. It's the Jets. It's not the Crackers.
Yeah. Well, I talk about this in my act. I don't understand why, just as a businessman, forget about how I feel, why as a businessman you would want to have the name of your franchise be something that that gets people so upset and doesn't even represent the people that live there.
No!
From a business decision, it doesn't make sense.
Because what the problem is when the team was established, the name was Redskins, nobody cared. And now suddenly...
And you know what? When people wore blackface, it was done and it was established and nobody cared. Yeah, right. And you're against that!
But it's not like the Washington Minstrels. It's the suddenly what? We're all so sensitive about everything, and it's destroying.
But these
the
are the people. But these are the. It's their right to be sensitive about a derogatory slur towards them.
Oh come on!
I don't give this hand holding. It's not hand. Why is it hand holding?
Because we're becoming too sensitive with everything. It's destroying the country where
this,
we can't say anything.
How is this destroying the company? Country? How is changing the name destroying the country?
Because we're gonna cave, and once you cave,
who's
on
caving? You don't own the team.
No, but once we cave on one group of people that gets upset, then the next group of people are going to be upset about this. Then the next people are going to be groupers. And we can't... Well,
St. John's...
We're taking a step backwards as a country.
St. John's in the 90s changed their name from the Redmen to the Red Storm. They seem to be okay. Mm.
The Red Hawks.
Nothing to say about that, eh?
No. Well, no...
It's not a recent thing.
But it's also not...
Re-evolving.
It's also not that... you have to take things on a case-by-case basis rather than saying, if we let...
Right.
It's not like a war. Like, if we let them have this, they win.
Very good. Then you want to know something? If they change the name, they should get rid of the Braves.
They should.
The Tomahawk Chop.
They should.
Really? If, but why are, they, why are
if the Native Americans try, them? If the Native Americans complain, they absolutely should.
They should.
And if they complain.
If they complain. Yes. But you want... But
and
how
they should.
But they support the Braves.
But
they support the Florida State Seminoles.
But it's a double standard.
Because it's not a derogatory term.
Really? The Tomahawk Chop really isn't derogatory?
If they complain... They should. Although here's the difference.
But you
listen. Listen. It's very simple. You can't make the fans stop. Even if they stopped encouraging it at the stadium,
right.
And played it on, stop playing it on the scoreboard. You can't stop the fans from doing it. But you can influence ownership.
Yeah.
So if the Native Americans start complaining about the Tomahawk Chop, then I think the Braves should stop promoting it.
But it's a double standard. If the Washington team is going to get put on the pedestal about this, then the Braves should be put on the pedestal.
But no, but it's not. It's not for you to decide.
But also,
yes, it is.
As you're somebody, a white man.
As somebody in this country that's got to live to some standards where we're being censored with everything we do, I have the right to have my say on this.
But you have no vested interest in this.
All right, you want to know something?
Yeah,
there's going to be a point where you go into a comedy club and you're going to be this censorship. You wait when you go to a club and you're going to have to do a Hector Milquetoast act because
it's
we're in a society.
There.
Yeah,
but this
there.
Is different.
But it's getting
it
no,
is different.
It's not different. It's not it's different. Just, it's getting we're getting our
first
freedom
of, all,
of speech taken
here's
away.
Here's where it's different. Here's where it's different. When I'm performing in a comedy club, I'm not representing a city that's getting all these taxpayer perks. These stadiums, these teams, they're representing a whole group of. They're representing their city. Let me finish. They're representing the city. Not only that, they float these bills where the taxpayers have to pay for these stadiums, and it's not a private thing. He's getting all these amenities for having this team.
Who is actually upset? Of the percentage of Washington Redskins fans and all
it's
NFL
not about the
fans.
Fans.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
It's not.
Yes, it is.
It doesn't affect them.
Yes.
No, it doesn't. Because Washington's still going to have a shitty run team no matter what the name is.
Would you be okay with the Chicago Chanks?
Sure.
You would.
Of course, the Chop Suey Chop, I'd be there, sure.
Yes, but the Chinese would be okay with...
Let me tell you something about the Chinese. We are Asians. We are this, but open up a Chinese restaurant, boy, that name's all chinked up. Wang Fao, Ding Poo, Dang Ha.
That's their language.
But you know what? They should be offended about that. They should be offended about that.
They should be offended by their language?
They should be offended by their language because basically it's just pointing to the fact that the Chinese...
Their language doesn't sound like your mock-up of Dr. Wawing Chow. They are their language.
It's not going to end. We're doomed. It's not going to end.
But that,
because
Joe,
somebody's going to
know.
Because somebody is going to... Because you're giving a group credence.
It's a derogatory slur towards
them.
And then
the next group is going to come up with some dumbass reason why they're offended. And this group is going to come up by why they're offended.
But for me...
It's not going to
end. If it was white people complaining about it, or Irish, or black people, I would go piss off. It's the Native Americans.
It's the people
it's
that they're
them.
Talking about.
It's them. If they didn't have a problem with it, I would say, you know what? Shut your mouth. You're being too sensitive. But they do have a problem with it.
We're going to start a new football team, the Washington Wops. You all right with that?
Sure.
Wow.
Because I'm proud of my heritage.
No,
I'm
that's
proud of
Italian
my heritage,
slang.
And I'm comfortable
it's all the same
with
to me.
My heritage. This was part
it
of their heritage.
It happened today. It's a throwback from when we've evolved.
We are evolved. It's not going
you
to
can't
stop.
Argue
you
that
won't
blackface
be able
is
to
wrong.
Say anything to anybody anymore because we're in a society right now where everybody's insensitive. Everybody's
we're
entitled.
We're not talking about everybody.
Not, yes,
yeah.
we are.
No, we're not. No.
Yes, we are.
This is where you're so wrong. We're actually not.
We're talking about one team with a racist name.
Yeah, that's we're talking about one team with a racist name where members of that particular all race right. are offended
but,
by it.
You know what? But somebody's going to be offended. You want to know something? I don't want the Devils anymore. I don't want a hockey team representing a satanic person.
It's about the New Jersey
no,
Devil.
No, it's about me because my feelings
no,
are
wrong.
Hurt. No, I'm
no.
hurt.
Although you're going to hell, you're not
no,
there yet.
I'm hurt. I don't
no,
like that.
Wrong.
And I'm
your
offended. And
it's not
I
the
want
same
people
case.
To be
no,
represent.
It's not.
No, it is. It's a
not.
Satanic
no,
thing.
It's not.
It's the Devils. What does the Devil stand
for? It's
for
the New Jersey Devil, who's a mythic creature, not Satan's devil.
But I don't like it.
But you're wrong, you asshole! You don't even know what you're arguing about.
I'm hurt, and I'm upset.
It doesn't represent you.
It does represent me.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
As somebody, as somebody,
you don't even live in New Jersey.
But as somebody that's that the devil, regardless of the New Jersey devil or something, I'm upset because I don't like a team that would represent
this
the devil.
This is different.
No, it's not different.
Of course,
because
it
you're
going
to get every Pekakta group coming out of the woodwork over bullshit.
But they
like
haven't.
That.
They'd already have done
this,
it.
But they haven't.
Start. It's going to start.
I'm sure that somebody.
It's going to start.
No, somebody at some church might
see.
Have said, "I don't like the name devil on yeah. this thing," but they don't have a leg to stand on legally. They yeah. don't. Because your feelings are hurt because you don't like a word. I don't particularly like the word moist, but they say it on snack cake all the time. I don't get my
like
feelings
feel
hurt.
Putting it on,
yes.
putting it on Fisher juice.
I don't. I don't love that word, but they say it on snack cakes and on Duncan Hines all the time. I'm not going to sue Duncan Hines because I don't particularly like a word that they use on their box. Same thing. If it's something that you don't particularly like because you're a special little snowflake, that has no merit. But
yes.
this is a nation of people. Wait a second. Let me finish.
Right.
This is a nation of people who we took their land and we put them on reservations and gave them a bunch of blankets
so full
of smallpox.
So why don't we work on reparations to them instead of the stupid-ass name of the team?
Let's do that.
That's where the concentration should be put at.
Let's do that. But let's not call...
Somehow I think you'd have a problem with that, too.
Let's
no.
Let's not have...
If they raised your taxes to give every Native American X amount, you wouldn't be pleased.
They don't need to raise my... They got
there we go!
They got casinos, okay? Just give more casinos.
So you don't want to do shit. But this doesn't even offend...
Because
this
we all have to worry about everybody
you'd
and everybody's feelings in this passive, hand-holding fucking
it's
country
not
we've
passive.
Become.
No,
yes, it has.
No, it, well, you know what? But see... This is a straw man argument because you're saying...
No,
because
this is the tip of the iceberg.
No.
This is the tip of the iceberg.
No, this has been going on for years.
They've been trying to get this done for years.
What define years?
Well, let's see. The first suit was in the 90s?
Yes.
So we're looking at 3 decades?
And it was turned over because they said the people were too old.
When was the team established?
I would say in the 50s.
The 50s.
When we were more racially insensitive. Yeah. When you still had blackface going on, for instance.
We didn't have civil rights.
And when all the Westerns, the John Wayne Westerns, referred to them as Redskins.
And we still had segregation.
Yeah.
We didn't have civil voting rights for blacks.
Yeah.
As we have evolved, people's sensitivities have changed and said, you know what? I don't think it's cool that taxpayer money is tax exempt status. I don't think that they should be able to do that with my money in this country using a racially insensitive name. I don't think that I know that you're half kidding with me. I don't think the Chicago Chinks would fly. I don't think
so. Have you ever seen a flying chink? Maybe on a bicycle for delivery, but that's the only time.
I mean,
they certainly aren't going to drive, I'll tell you that much.
I would like to see the comments section in the newspaper
well,
after they...
I have a whole list of potential names.
Oh, God, okay.
The Newark Niggers, apparently Joe's.
Oh, my God! Oh, my God!
But we're gonna.
I'm the bad guy.
But no, here's what I'm saying. We're never gonna see teams using these. And these are all derogatory. You're never gonna see the Newark Niggers. You're never gonna see the Kansas City Kikes. You're never gonna see the San Antonio.
Well, there's none in the city. I don't think they want you there.
No, it's fine. There's Jews there.
There's a celibate.
He checked.
But all right,
yeah,
work
exactly.
with me.
You're never gonna see the San Antonio Spicks. You're never going to see the Michigan Mix. You're going to never see the Detroit Dagos because they're all racially insensitive.
Even if you didn't come out and say the N-word specifically, but if you had like the Detroit Darkies, that is not going to happen.
Yeah, they don't even want to go to see that team.
You did call it that.
But you wouldn't. You're not going to see that foundation, that team name now. You know, and first of all, if you're a business owner, there's a, first of all, the, you're going to lose all of this money. So if you're going to lose all this money, plus, what was I going to say? If you're a business owner, you should know what the hell you're going to say. But no, I think the court made a mistake because now they're going to let other people use this name too.
Yeah, no.
It doesn't really solve the problem.
Yeah, it's like,
by the way,
it should only be used as a potato. You should not be using this for people. It's not.
Listen, if I'm a business owner, though, if I own a sports team, you're going to make a boatload of money if you change the name.
Yeah,
it's going to be better for you. You know, the Washington. Before the Washington Wizards were the Washington Wizards, the basketball team, they were the Washington Bullets. That's true. It's not a joke.
I know it's not a joke. Now, here's the argument where I would side with you. That's not a good one. Washington, D.C. and the Bullets, which is apropos, which they should have kept the name because it's apropos.
But they decided that it wasn't proper to represent their city that way.
Yes, but the higher murder rate in the country.
Yeah, it's like,
you might want to change the name there.
You don't have the Camden Crackheads.
Yeah.
And you do, but no, they don't have a franchise. Yeah. They can't organize.
Shirts and shit like that.
That's just a matter of smart PR. You want to have people coming and having a good idea about your
city.
And
here's what's going to happen.
You want to be represented well.
31 teams have a stake in this. The Cowboys are the only ones that don't share in the merchandising. They have their own merch. 31 teams have a stake in the merchandising. And now the fact that anybody can make a Redskins logo and they don't have to pay it back to the NFL, he's going to get pressure.
Yeah.
If I'm Snyder, this fight is not worth having.
No, it's not.
You're very unpopular as it is as an owner because you haven't brought success to your franchise.
Mm-hmm.
You have these. Who are you standing up for? People that are racially insensitive? Here's the thing. If you change the name to whatever, people don't root for a team because of a name. They root for a team because of a player or location. He could change the name from Washington Redskins to Washington, whatever he wants, and people are still going to root. He's not going to lose a fan.
No.
It's not. It's just not a fight worth having. Well, you say, well, he's in the press. Yeah, but for not for good reasons.
No.
It's just you got to pick your battles.
Yeah, it seems like a really strange thing to stand up for. No, I insist on having the racially insensitive name. I insist on it because that's what I stand for. What? This is your line in the sand? This is what you want to be known for?
I mean, to go back to Joe's argument, if it was a bunch of white people who had no Native American heritage bitching about this, I'd be with Joe and I'd be like, shut the hell up.
Right.
If the natives are fine with it, it's none of your business.
Right, right.
But the fact that they've petitioned the court.
Repeatedly.
And they want this removed.
Yes.
I don't see why you wouldn't do it.
Exactly.
There's no, what, for history? Your history isn't that old.
If the Irish rose up and said, the fighting Irishman is offensive to us.
They take pride in it, though.
They do. They love it.
Exactly. So the Native Americans take pride in the Florida State Seminoles.
Mm-hmm.
They're
mm-hmm.
very prideful.
The Celtics.
Yeah. I mean, so you can do racial things and be prideful of it. This particular thing is a slur.
Yeah.
That's
the difference.
Until the next group comes up.
But you keep saying that.
Until the next group comes up.
You keep saying that, but
you
it's
see,
like...
No, fine. You'll see it.
But if it's all these years and it hasn't come up. It hasn't come up.
More and more every day.
Yeah, I understand that you're saying that there are people who are sensitive, but you know what? Anybody can complain, but their argument doesn't necessarily have to have merit. I believe this argument has merit.
I don't think so.
But why?
Because, like I said, you know, there must be some word that you don't like.
Because the name was not based on a derogatory term.
Yes, it was.
No, it was not. It was based on the tribe of people that were from the land and that were, you know, that were resourceful and they were called Redskins, but they were resourceful. It wasn't meant to be a derogatory
term. Every Western you've ever heard it used in, it was not because they were resourceful. It was a derogatory term. Go look at old Westerns from the 50s and 60s. It was derogatory, right?
Well, but the thing is, the natives did not call themselves red faces. That's what Caucasians called them. The Caucasians who were taking their land. So it's like, it's not exactly the same. They're definitely definitely the minority in the situation. They are the oppressed people in the situation. So because the oppressor says, well, we meant it well, that doesn't mean
and
that you did well.
And that's the great thing about this country, mm-hmm. that if you are oppressed, you do have some ways to
take. You have recourse.
Look what's happening in Iraq. Here's what happens if you don't have recourse. In Iraq, it is ruled, you got the Kurds, you got the Sunnis, and you got the Shia. And they always try to rule each other, and the ruling party does not include the other ones. So that's why you have all these fights to take complete control over mm-hmm. it. And they have no legal recourse. Hey, what you're doing hurts us. You know, you're not treating us fairly. There's no legal recourse.
No.
So you have all these revolutions and everything. Here what we have is go, you know what? Minority, you don't have to riot in the streets. You have legal ground to stand on. It's the beauty of the system. It's the beauty of the country. Whether they win or don't win, you know, you could say whatever you want about. But that's the beauty of this country, that people of minority do get a voice and do get their say.
You get your day in court. And you might not always win.
And there are legalities to stand for. You live and die by the legalities. And the courts have ruled that this they never should have been granted this trademark. I mean, mm-hmm. we'll see. It's going to get appealed and everything.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if I'm Snyder, it's not worth the millions of dollars it's going to cost me. It's not worth all the negative press. This isn't the fight I need to have. Just not. Especially when you can't, when you've been an utter failure as an owner and your city hates you because you can't forget a championship. They haven't been competitive under Snyder. He spent money left and right. He's got a lot of money. He's a former lawyer, I believe.
Really?
I believe he's a former lawyer. I mean, your city hates you.
Your city hates
you. They'll love him.
You know,
all is good.
But you're right. It wasn't that long ago.
Look at the Spurs. Everybody's so upset about the Spurs, you know.
No. Look at the Yankees. In the 80s, Steinbrenner was hated.
Oh.
80s and the early 90s.
Yeah.
Because they were tanking.
Because he was always meddling, always spending money.
No,
they were always losing.
Billy Martin. Holy cow, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Snyder has modeled himself out of that Steinbrenner era. Steinbrenner turned it around because the team started winning and everything.
Yes, but look at how well it worked for him in the 80s, though.
But Steinbrenner was
got a decade to throw away.
Steinbrenner was always
a dynasty in the 90s, though. You know,
yeah, right.
Steinbrenner was always mindful of the fans, though. If a portion of his fans didn't like the name Yankees, he wouldn't have kept it.
But is it the right now? Getting back to that, is it a portion of the fans? Do the fans really care one way or the other?
I'll tell you, I don't think they do care. Well, I mean, I'm sure there's some that do care one way or the other, but I think all the more reason why, if the fans don't care, like I said, they're going to root for this team because of geography and because of players and everything. They're not rooting because of the Native American man's head on the helmet. I'm sure there's a few. Oh, look at that logo. I'm going to root for that. I'm sure there's some of that, like when you're a kid.
Oh, man, if there aren't feathers on that helmet, I'm out of here.
You root for geography. Most of us root for geography or players.
Most people do.
So it's just not – he's not going to lose that much.
If he changes,
he'll probably make a boatload of money. You have a contest, you know, where the fans can pick the new name of the team.
Yeah.
You get press. You're still in the press all the time. You're getting good press. You go on the radio. You're on ESPN all the time.
You have
a big announcement. And then you have a whole boatload of brand new
merch.
It's just as a business – and I talked about this in my act. On Saturday, it's just whatever. All right, let's get out of here. Let's take a break.
Okay.
And I will come back with some scammer stuff.
Okay.
Unique and different, by incorporating guest past and present experiences, The Kerry Edelman Show interviews, explores, and delves into the lives of some of the most fascinating and interesting musicians, comedians, and writers in the entertainment industry today. Check out our show live Monday evenings at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. To listen live or check out past shows, go to blogtalkradio.com/Kerry Edelman. The Watson & Watson Show was born from a labor of love, or should we say constant disagreement. Judy and Johnny Watson, a.k.a. mother and son, are constantly battling each other on different issues of life, from politics to sports to proper parenting, or in Italian family terms, discussing passionately about it. If you like a radio show that is entertaining, funny, passionate, and you can have basically the whole family enjoy it, tune on in. You won't be disappointed. If anything, after listening to these two, you'll realize your family isn't that bad after all. Every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, on Watson and Watson.com.